fumbles the football. And number 99, Hugh Douglas, is up and running. And he's going to go all the way. 62 yards.
I didn't think he was ever going to get to the end zone.
Well, he wasn't exactly being chased by any of the Miami players. Once he picked it up, he was gone. So a huge week last week by Douglas. And he gets the Jets on the board in dramatic fashion with a 62-yard fumble return for the touchdown.
Little Hugh Douglas memory on his birthday.
Hey.
62 yards. How do you think you'd do running 62 yards right now?
Ooh, I'll struggle.
Yeah.
I can't even run 50 yards, 10 yards.
You know what really stands out to me about that highlight? Because we always play your highlights here, right?
Like grainy it is.
Well, grainy, yeah. That
yeah,
does the
that
age.
That was a long time ago.
Also, when we play the highlights at the Vet, right, like the big games at the Vet, you could hear the roar of the crowd. Was there anyone in the crowd at that Jets game?
Man,
it
I tell you.
It was silence. That was a home game. I didn't hear any fans.
I tell you, man, it was tough because we were bad. We were so bad. I remember, like, the last game of my first season. We were, I forgot who we were playing, but I remember being in the game and the team we were playing, they were bad too. And I remember guys was like, hey man, ain't nobody trying to get hurt. Just go ahead, just try to get through. Like,
get
it
home.
Was like one of the absolute worst feelings in the world, man. Like playing in a game where you just looking at the clock, waiting for the time to run out to get out of there. It was a running game, everybody was just like on both sides. Hey, we just, hey Rook, slow down. Just trying to get up out of here, ain't trying to get hurt. And remember getting in my car, because it was already packed. I had a Tahoe, had my truck packed, and left. Took the exit physical there at the stadium and drove all the way back to Ohio.
Yeah. I
That's
mean,
the absolute worst feeling in the world.
I can imagine it is. All right, speaking of Hugh Douglas trivia, so this morning Beat the Hammer was Hugh Douglas trivia in honor of your birthday. Later on today, we're going to give Hugh those same questions that DeCamera and I believe Jackson was the contestant this morning, had to answer. We're going to see if Hugh can get the questions about himself.
You got this, buddy.
Correct.
I don't know if you'll be able to do better than DeCamera, but you should be able to do better than Jackson, who sucked.
Yeah, I can't wait for this. That's coming up as we go on through the show. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls here on the Phillies. Are you losing hope? I am. I mean, I've been very high on this team from the beginning. I predicted them to win the World Series. I thought at one point this was the best Phillies team I've ever seen. That's out the window. And I realized at some point I overrated them. But now I'm just losing hope that they're going to figure it out. You know, that's the whole point now. It's not about the division. It's not about how many games they win.
Momentum.
Yes, I want October to matter, and yeah. I'm starting to lose hope.
You want momentum.
They've got a chance here to figure this thing out. Or where do you come down? All right, back to the lines in a second, and we'll tell you how we are going to give away a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. But first, let's listen to some of the guys last night after the game. Rob Thompson asked about, you know, did they give some life to the Braves here, cut this thing to six?
Do you guys worry, like, breathing, giving them some life over there, giving them a chance of hope, or is there any concern of that?
Not really. I mean, we got a long way to go. So, you know, I'm more concerned about our club than anything. I'm not really concerned. I'm just, I look at our club. I say, okay, what do we need to do better? Well, we need to cut down our chases, swings and misses, and put the ball in play and use the field and do things like that. Because we pitch very well in the series.
I mean, I do agree with Topper there. I mean, he can't publicly say he's worried. I mean, what is that going to do, right? He's like, yeah, bleep, the Braves are on our tail. Like, we're in trouble here. He can't say that.
No, but you feel it.
Yeah, of course. And I think he feels it. I mean, he's got to have some sense of worry. And I'm sure he's not going to lose hope. He's the manager of the team. He's got to try to guide them through this. But yeah, and then Trey Turner talking about, you know, the fact that it's all affecting the lineup at once. Listen to how Trey answered about the issues they're having with the lineup.
Just got to get it rolling. I think all of us in general, it's kind of weird that we're all struggling at the same time. Not only when you have a, you know, good lineup, some guys here or there, but it's you know, kind of weird that a lot of us are there.
So how do you look at that? Is that like a concern for you guys with 35 games to play? Or?
I don't think it's a concern. It's more weird, you know, for us. I don't think it's anything, you know, we're necessarily doing wrong. We're preparing. We do all our stuff we normally do. We're, you know, having fun. We got a good mindset. We're just not clicking. And, you know, there's still time left. Obviously, we want to play well. But, you know, it's starting to get to that, you know, point in the season where it's play well or go home type deal. And I don't think we're under any stress or pressure or anything like that, but more so we just want to play well. We know what we're capable of, and we expect it out of ourselves.
I'm sure glad Trey's having fun. Is anyone else having fun with this Phillies team the last 2 months? Still having fun.
I think he's doing his best to keep a straight face or put on a positive spin on this. Because, I mean, this can't feel good. You know what I mean? Especially against a team that is leaking oil. That basically, you came to town and they basically punked you a little bit. Like, you got one. But, you know, the Arcia stare down and you know, the pitching, that the aggressive pitching that the Braves displayed over the last couple of days from a bunch of guys.
Like Swashbuckler.
Schwalenbeck. Killing this man's name. They weren't afraid of you. You didn't look like the team that was the team to beat or was the favorite, you know, early in the season to be in the World Series. And they felt that. They knew that.
Are you having fun, Kyle? Trey's still having fun.
But I'm glad he's having fun. Part of the reason that I feel like this thing is like over is because of what they're like, because of things like that, that they say, oh, it's just weird. Yeah, it's so weird. This whole thing is so freaking weird.
Are you new here, Trey?
But I'm glad
they're cold at once. They always all go cold at once.
Great. Like, can somebody actually sound or say that, you know what? I'm pissed off. Like, somebody, please take Matt. I just can't hear that after every single game. Oh, it's weird. You know, we're having fun. I'm not concerned. We'll figure it out, dude. No. That time for that is over.
Well,
it's been months.
You don't want to panic. I mean, and I get that aspect of it. You don't want to panic. You don't want to seem like you're panicking. You always want to feel like you're in control. But I tell you what, as a former player, man, at some point, you start to try to look at it and be like, damn, why am I down for so long? And you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're stressing about it. But at some point, you're looking at it and you're like, it's an uncomfortable spot to be in. It really, really is.
So I agree with you that you don't want to show panic or have panic. But Hugh, at some point, don't you have to acknowledge what's happening? Like, you know the "this is fine" meme where the guy's sitting there sipping a cup of coffee and the room is on fire?
Everything's fine? Yeah.
That's the Phillies right now. That's Trey Turner saying it's weird. No, the room is on fire, dude. Like, it's okay to still have a sense of calm about the situation and say, we're going to get out of this. I still believe in us. But to pretend, it's weird what's happening. Weird? What, you're like, it's not weird. It's happening for months. Weird is like a week.
I feel like with baseball players, especially, with it being 162 games, that's the kind of attitude that you have to take. It might not be where the fans want you to be, but in order to have success, because most of the time when you talk about like a 300 hitter, that's good, but you're still failing.
You see what I'm saying? That's the nature of baseball.
That's the nature of the game. So I feel like Trey is saying what he has to say in that situation, Joe. It's one of those things where we don't want to hear it as fans, but that's exactly what it is.
215-592-9494. Black Gritty is up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Happy birthday, you people. Happy birthday.
Hey, what's going on, man?
People.
Thank you, brother.
Happy birthday. First and foremost, you look like the Burger King up there with that crown on. Secondly, do me a favor, since it's your birthday, HR ain't going to get on you. Go over there and slap Joe Giglio in the back of the head for him. Give him one of them old school paps that you give the kids to.
The skibbity paps. Give him a skibbity pap.
Give him a skibbity pap for me. This is one of the best Philly teams I've ever seen in my life throughout history and time itself, from the future to the past.
But I'm a fool.
I've ever seen.
Listen, sometimes you swing and miss. Look at the Philly. Sometimes you swing and you miss, Flack Ready. It happens.
I'm just trying to figure out who's dumb and who's dumber. Because Bryce, thank you for choosing me, but you wanted a raise, brother? You wanted a mammy-cammy raise. If you would have got that raise and performed like you perform right now, I swear to Jiminy Christmas, you would have been out on these streets. Now, you want Negadelphia back? Hugh, I know that you're all positive. I know that your motto right now that you got this job is you're the Incredible Hulk. You wouldn't like me when I'm at you. But, brother, after your birthday today, you better start putting some vitriol in your voice. I'm tired of all this positivity. I'm tired of all this fake wisdom. All right, get back to these streets,
Hugh. Not fake wisdom.
Right now, we at the gate. Nah, bro. We at the gates, bro. I want a skibbity pat. I want a smack. I want all of that.
We're not there yet. Come on, Black Gritty. We still got to keep hope alive. We got to keep hope alive, man. We got like, what, 30-something-odd games?
35 games.
I can't count, but I'm looking at this schedule. There's still a lot of games.
I'm done with hope now. I put my money on my 98 wins. And I know I ain't getting my money. The hope is gone, brother. I'm in living inside baseball right now.
Dude, we still got some games. We got the Marlins coming up. We still got the Cubs. We got look. We got the Nationals.
Here he is, positive view. He's
no,
back.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just looking at the schedule, though. I'm looking at the schedule.
You, I'm going to give you
we got Milwaukee, too, though.
Let me just tell you something. Look, for real, the fact that they're talking the way they're talking is embarrassing. Have
Toronto,
pride.
We got Toronto, dog. We got Toronto for two.
I'm about to choke you.
Put the schedule down. Back away from the schedule.
You told you the one that told me to look at the schedule.
Let's put it this way. I'm trying to help us out. They need to do all the things you're talking about, Q, to turn this city around. Because right now, the pitchforks are out and the flames are set.
We got Atlanta for four, dog.
I'm upset.
We got Atlanta for four. We got Atlanta for four here.
Are you just in an entirely different world than this phone call right now?
No, I'm just saying, we got Atlanta for four here.
I'm just saying. I'm upset. Hey, look, have a good birthday, brother. I love you, but skippity-pat,
I'm out. See you, Black Gritty.
I'm just saying, man, it ain't over till it's over.
But Hugh, what just happened with Atlanta?
I just like how
now we're looking forward to that on the schedule.
They signed,
got thoroughly irritated.
What are you
with
doing?
Me.
They signed their
third
baseman.
We got him here.
Well, I don't care if they play him on the moon. They signed Gio Urshela on Sunday night. Yeah. He was on the street. He had like a bunch of hits this series. Yeah. They won the series with guys they got off the street.
Yeah.
And Swashbuckler, whatever his name is.
That's the one that hurt me, though. Because he came in like he been there. Like, this is like he on his third life. Like, he on his third lifetime here or something. Like, that bothered me a little bit.
Yeah, the whole thing bothers me. The whole thing is a mess right now. 215-592-9494. You're losing hope in the Phillies. Kyle has officially thrown the towel in on August 23rd. I'm losing hope. Hopeful Hugh over here, he's uncomfortable, but trying not to. Yeah.
Trying to be positive, man.
Didn't we play this and do the funeral for the Eagles during the winter? Don't go there. I'm not ready.
That's how I'm feeling, man.
I'm not ready.
I just like how people are mad at me because I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to help you help your day be better.
Yeah.
Instead of being miserable at
you
work.
Know what? Shut up.
Basically.
Black Gritty is right, too, about Bryce Harper. Imagine if he had gotten a 5-year extension on top of the 8 years he has left and then went out there and
really
did this.
They'd have let him have it, both barrels.
Yeah, he is lucky they said no to that. All right, so we have one spot left in the midday show, Fantasy Football League. Live drafts coming up Wednesday night, the 28th, at Chickies at Pete's in South Philly. Hugh has promised to stay awake the entire time this year. And
I am.
Today, here's what we're looking for. The best answer to this gets the spot in. It's a tri-day, Kyle. You know what? It's not just Hugh's birthday. It is a tri-day Friday. Let's hit it.
It's a tri-day Friday.
It's tri-day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so for today's tri-day, which also coincides with Hugh Douglas's birthday, we're looking for the gift you would give Hugh Douglas. Tri-day, and here's the kicker. It's got to be a good answer, and it's something Hugh, we have to convince him he would try. Because, you know, we all know Hugh's doesn't like to try too many new things. So it's a tri-day birthday gift for Hugh Douglas, and Kyle and I will try to bully him into trying whatever you give him for his birthday. So
what would
you give Hugh for his birthday? It's pretty simple. What would I give Hugh? Probably plant-based butter. You're out?
Yeah.
Plant-based. I'm a simple, and think about it like this, people. I am a simple person. I don't need, like, it doesn't have to be lavish. Like, I like simple gifts.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a good old stick of plant-based butter.
Plant-based butter, that would be funny.
What would you give Hugh, Kyle?
I was going to go with the plant-based stuff, too, but, I mean, we already got him a bunch of plant-based stuff. We got plant-based cupcakes, bunch of plant-based pastries for your, yes. You know, your step into this new stage of life.
Listen, man, the Oreo plant-based look cakes?
Did you try that yet?
Not yet.
It looks good. This, I think we've raised the bar for birthday celebrations at WIP.
Oh, yeah. This is nice.
I mean, the studio is nice. Decked out right
The
now.
Balloons, the crowns. We even have, what do you call these things?
Party horns.
Party horns. Yeah, we have those, too.
Yeah, the little trophies.
I even got the sounder back here.
So we have a lot. Let's go to John in West Philly. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday, Hugh.
Thanks,
Happy
brother. Appreciate you.
Happy birthday. All right, so for the Phillies, I feel like I've totally lost hope. It's like you can kind of like see the writing on the wall. Our team is just an imperfectly perfect team. If it's not like one thing, it's another. If like the pitching is going good, we can't hit. When we can hit, the pitching give up 7 runs in the first inning, and like it just feels like the Eagles season from last year. You kind of see the writing on the wall, and I feel as though like. I can't even remember a time we had a must-win, probably like the Dodgers, but it feels like we don't have anything this year. feels like we've just beat up on all the bad teams.
Yeah, and when they, and even John, when it feels like maybe they've turned it around, they can't sustain it. Like last week, you know, they beat the Marlins that last game. They went the three in a row against the Nats, and then since then they've gone backwards. It's like every time we think, all right, they're out of the worst of it, they come back to it. And you're right about the, you know, when they hit, they don't pitch. When they pitch, like the last few days against the Braves, they don't hit. It's what bad teams do. Unfortunately, for about a month now, they've played like a bad team.
Yeah, and where I'm at, I feel as though like we're just more likely to lose in the playoffs than win in the World Series, and it's sad because I was so optimistic. Like I swore we were going to be a 101 team, you know, set some type of a precedent. But I don't know. We don't have no answers for anything. The superstars don't hit. I don't know. All year I watch everybody blame Rojas when you clearly can see the starters. Like when they don't hit, we just lose, and that's what it is.
Well, especially in this series. And yeah, I mean, look, I've been hard on Rojas. I mean, captain of the Rojas train, Hugh Douglas, has defended him. But yeah, he's not the problem right now.
I'm not even saying that, but I'm saying we scapegoated players like that.
I know.
When in reality, we all know that what really matters is Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, you know, Boom,
yeah.
Castellanos, and those guys just aren't consistent.
I mean, they have almost $1 billion in players. I mean, those guys got to hit.
Yeah, and I feel as though like they strut around like, you know, they got 2-3 World Series and you know, whole time we don't have nobody.
It is a fair point. Sometimes the Phillies act like they've accomplished something, and they've had some nice Octobers, but they haven't yet. All right, John, what would you get Hugh for his birthday?
Man, I said this a couple weeks ago, but ATV riding, the experience is like $200.
It make you feel
young. I swear to you.
I like that one. John, good call. We'll get you in the Mixed Fantasy League. All right, so the first gift you got today, Hugh, you're going to get more gifts today than you ever got in your life on your birthday.
I mean, is that right? Yeah.
ATV riding.
I like ATV riding. That sounds fun, man.
Sounds more fun than the Phillies right now.
It was tough watching that one last.
Is there anything less fun than the Phillies right now?
Well, Trey said they're having fun, though, guys.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm trying to stay positive.
The fun has not lost. That's not left them. It's left us as fans watching them, but it's not left them. Josh in Reading. What's up, Josh?
Happy birthday, Hugh.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank God it's a beautiful day out here because they ain't beautiful watching them Phillies anymore.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough one to watch last night.
I'm almost out. Kyle said it hit the nail right on the head. I feel like we just seen Maddox and Glavin like go back to back on us. We're swinging at balls in the dirt. I got my 7-year-old asking me what these guys are swinging at. We could have Cy Young award winning pitching, and we still ain't gonna win the way we're playing. These guys got to wake up. I need Bryce Harper to sit down with his boys because he basically handpicked this team. Have a talk amongst each other. Like, just put it all out there. What's going on? What are we stressed out about? Because you know what? You guys might be having fun, but this fan base ain't having fun. We're watching this. We're watching all of our dreams this whole year just fall apart. And I called before the All-Star break and said the very same thing. We're going to get dry, and it's going to be hard to get out of it. Here we are now. So now's the time. Like, light the fire beneath the butt, and let's start getting this thing going because we need to get some wins.
And it's got to happen, Josh, soon. Because I think if this continues another few weeks, I think it will be too late then to kind of like just try to wake up those final, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of the regular season. Because it's just the pressure's going to build. Like if they keep playing like this for the next 2 or 3 weeks, I think they're going to wear it. They're going to almost feel like they can't get it back. It's going to be a weight on their shoulders. They need like a 5-game win streak at some point in the next 2 weeks just to make everything go away. I don't know if they're capable right now.
Exactly. They won't be having fun at that point. When they start looking at maybe seeing the Braves in a 3-game series or going into this playoff dry, not hitting the ball, that's when the real pressure is going to hit. So, I mean, it's going to come twofold. It's going to be poor emotions, poor batting, and, you know, that's about that. They got to wake it up, though, because, I mean, it's a hard time getting my kids to even want to watch the games anymore. There's nothing exciting about it.
That's boring. I mean, it's strikeout after strikeout. It's boring baseball they're playing. All right, Josh, what would you get Hugh for his birthday?
This is a little bit outside the box, but I'd get Hugh a time machine so he could go back in time and bring that ring home.
I like that.
Oh, that's dope.
That's Josh. That's a good one. You're certainly
things
in the mix.
Definitely
to the
would
fantasy
be different
league.
If me and my teammates. Just could you imagine me, John Ritchie, Ike Reese, Super Bowl champions, like along with Jason Kelce and those guys? That would be awesome.
All right, let me ask you a question. We have a time machine. But you can only put, like, you know how in Back to the Future you put the coordinates to a certain date, the coordinates, right? He went back mm-hmm. to whatever the date was, October 17th, 1955, and it mm-hmm. might have been an 18th, whatever it was, right? So he goes back to a certain day. Hugh, if Josh gave you a time machine and you could go back to you and your teammates trying to change the outcome of one game, here's my question. Would you do it to the Super Bowl against the Patriots, or would you do it to the NFC title game against the Bucks?
The Bucks.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
You know why?
Because you still would have to win the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, but I think we win that Super Bowl.
I think you do, too.
I think we win that. I think, yeah.
You beat the Raiders, for sure.
Man, because that was in my prime. Man, we'd have blew the Raiders out.
Well, the Bucks did, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's interesting,
Yeah,
though.
Because that's the, was it Colombo? Who was the dude that was out there wilding out? Colombo? I just say to wild it out. Like, the lineman for the Raiders. He was wilding out the day before the Super Bowl.
Barrett Robbins.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, he was wild. Yeah, yeah. We'd have beat
the Raiders. You weren't on the field for the Super Bowl, right? So, I mean, you could have had an actual hand in the 0-2.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't, yeah. I wasn't on, like, I yeah. was playing, I played, but
you were,
I was
you were a bigger
yeah,
part
yeah,
of things.
I'd have had a bigger part of, a bigger role in that win.
The other thing to go back to 0-2 is maybe you make the decision not to go to Jacksonville.
Yeah. Then maybe that changes too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like in Back to the Future. You could change and change into the future. Yeah.
Does she do anything for us?
Yeah.
Jack, not on his birthday.
That great clip would never happen and Kyle wouldn't have anything to play to help keep me in my place.
That's true. And we need that here. Yeah, Barbara is it in Egg Harbor. Hey, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Barbara. Good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm disgusted, really. Yeah.
Join the club, Barbara. So what do you think about this Phillies team?
Okay, here's my solution. It's a little drastic. Send them all down to AAA. Except for the Walker and Alvarez, too, but not the pitchers. And then make them sit the bench. Send our AAA guys up, because let's face it, they can't do any worse. And then have our high-priced people watch how those AAA players play. And remember how it used to be in AAA. So that's what I would do.
So, Barbara, I will agree it's extreme, but Hugh,
yes.
I'm into the idea. Send them all down to AAA today.
That's right. Let them see what it's like. Let them remember to go on the buses to the games, to the motel rooms, you know, struggling. These guys would give their eye teeth to play in the big leagues. And so let them do it for a couple games.
I mean,
see how they feel.
You want to send a message, Hugh, and that's how you send a message. Boom.
Darn right.
Lehigh Valley. I went to school up there. It's a nice area, but it's not as nice as five-star hotels and these cities they go to.
Them balling-ass cheese spreads that they have.
Yeah, they don't got the
remember what it was like.
They don't have cheese spreads in the Lehigh Valley. They have Yakko's to get some hot dogs up there. Totally different stuff. Barbara, appreciate the phone call. Good stuff. I mean, obviously, they can't do that. They can't send them all to AAA. But
yeah, that's a lot.
I think if you polled 100 people right now and said, would you be in favor of the Phillies sending their entire team to AAA for the weekend? I think most people would say yes.
Well, you know what? Last night I was thinking, not as drastic as sending them down to AAA, but like, can we like IL Bryce Harper or something? Like he looks horrible now.
I think there might be more to what's going on with Bryce. But how about this? So obviously Barbara was speaking, extreme. They could send Brandon Marsh down when Austin Hayes gets up. I mean, Austin Hayes is ready to come back
He's struggling a little bit, isn't he?
Oh my gosh. Brandon Marsh has gone from, productive in the first half, especially April, to in the tank. I'm surprised when he makes contact at this point. 215-592-9494. Where are you with the Phillies right now? They lose 2 out of 3 to Atlanta. Are you losing hope? Still believe? Or are you like Kyle? Have you given up? I haven't given up yet, but I am certainly losing hope by the day. The final spot in our fantasy league is up for grabs today. A birthday gift for Hugh gets you in the mix. Plus, there's something ridiculous going on in baseball right now besides how the Phillies are playing. I'll address it next. It hit me last night. I've seen it all year. I have to vent about this. We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494 on a Hugh Douglas celebration day on WIP. We'll be back right after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.